希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2。
我们一同来念几节的圣经。
Let us read a few verses together。
我们再次从第八节开始来读。
We're going to start from verse 8。
第八节我们一直念到第十节。
From verse 8 to verse 10。
翻到一同开始来读。叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既叫万物都伏他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人赏了十位。原来那为万物所书，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何以的。我们再念一次第九第十节，我念第八，你们念第九第十节。叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既叫万物都伏他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为所受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人赏了十位。原来那为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何以的。我们读经就到这个地方，我们大家站起来。主啊，我们感谢你，再次用你的爱吸引我们到你的面前。我们如今把这个聚会交托给你，愿主你真理的圣灵自由运行在我们中间。你既然启示你的话，你既然用你自身的真道来建立我们的灵命，又求主你今天开通我们的耳朵，使我们听见以后我们明白，我们的信仰建得更坚固。主啊，因为你的道就是我们信仰的根基，我们信道是从听道来的。我们如今聆听你的话，愿主你的灵与我们同在，给讲的翻译的同感一灵，把你的真理传讲翻译的清楚。感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们。请坐。
Please be seated。
有哪一个人记得上个礼拜我们讲什么？
Can you remember the theme last week?
当我在神学院教书的时候，
When I'm teaching in the seminary,
我常常还没有上新的一课，就请两个人到前面来把上个礼拜讲的讲给我听。
Before I start a class, I will invite two persons to explain what was taught last week.
这个就使他们每一堂都很注意听了。
This makes them pay careful attention.
因为他们讲错了，我会说你上个礼拜有没有好好听。
Because if they make a mistake, I will reprimand them.
那么现在我们也用这个办法好不好？
Can we try the same thing?
我到下面去抓两个人上来好不好？
I'm going to go down and get
你说好是好，最好不要抓我，就是。
It's a good thing, but please don't get me.
我盼望呢每一个人好好注意听。
I hope they will pay careful attention.To absorb it.
最好的办法就是你也讲给别人听。
And the best thing is to share this with others.
当你把重点讲给别人听的时候，
When you share the main theme with other people,
那些重点就更坚固的牢牢靠靠的能够套在你的生命里。
The main theme will be absorbed in your very lives.
求主帮助我。
May the Lord help us.
上个礼拜我们其实讲了很多很重大的事件。
Last week we speak of very important things.
特别是关于人性的问题。
Especially about humanity.
整个世界文化学说宗教统治于的哲学思想。
And all the thoughts of philosophy, culture, and history of mankind.
就是因为对人性的不了解。
All these have a wrong understanding of humanity.
结果发挥了多大的学问，多宏博的系统，没有办法解决人类的问题。
So it doesn't matter how great a philosophy or structure it has, it cannot solve the problems of man.
希伯来书第二章告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 2 tells us.
基督与人之间不同的地方。
The difference between Christ and man.
基督与人相同的地方。
And the similarity between Christ and man.
人里面有人性。
We have humanity within us.
基督来到世界成了人，也有了人性。
It's the same for Christ when he became man.
这是基督与人相同的地方。
This is the similarity between Christ and man.
基督与人不同的地方在哪里呢？
So what are the differences?
人的人性是已经堕落了。
The humanity of man is a stained one.
基督的人性是没有堕落的。
Whereas the humanity of Christ was not fallen.
基督的人性与人的人性之间就不同的地方就在这个地方。
This is the difference between the humanity of Christ and that of man.
我们上个礼拜思想到人算什么，你已经顾念他， 世人算什么？你已经眷顾他。
Last week we reflect on the verse, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him.
你叫他比天使微小一点。
You made him a little lower than the angels.
你赐给他尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
You crowned him with glory and honor.
那 you 派万物都被他所管理。
And put everything under his feet.
所以这给我们看见人与万物中间有一个绝对不同的一个分界的层次。
This shows us that man is on a separate level from all created beings.
人被造成了万物的主人。
Man was created to be master of all things.
人可以管制万有。
He can have dominion over all things.
人可以治理万有。
He can rule over all things.
因为神造万有是为人而造的。
Because God made everything for man.
所以这样的这里圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
Here the Bible clearly tells us.
上帝眷顾人。
God cared for man.
上帝施恩给人。
God was gracious to man.
把人放在一个很崇高的地位。
And he placed man in a very high status.
这个地位是比天使微小一点。
This status is a little lower than the angels.
或者这个地位是比神更低的地位。
Or in other words, slightly lower than God.
但是这个地位是比万物更高的地位。
But this position is higher than all created beings.
不但如此。
Not only.
上帝给人有尊贵荣耀的冠冕。
God gave him the crown of glory and honor.
所以人性是尊贵的。
So humanity is with honor.
人性是荣耀的。
Humanity is glorious.
这也就是我们探讨人权的基本的基础了。
This is the foundation to which we go after human rights.
人有一个特殊的地位。
We have a special position.
有尊贵荣耀为人的冠冕。
There is honor and glory for our crown.
人是尊贵的，人是荣耀的。
We are both with honor and glory.
所以人不但有价值，人更有价值观的潜在能力。
And so not only do we have a value, we have the ability to have value systems.
因为人是荣耀的。
Because we are glorious.
人不但有尊荣，人更有道德观的潜在能力。
Or not only do we have a concept of honor, we have the concept of morality.
价值观跟道德观是人之所以为人，高过所有万物的真正的内容。
The reason why we are higher than all other beings is because we have the sense of morality and of value.
对价值层次的了解。
The understanding of the different aspects of values.
对价值定位的标准。
And the standard to which we judge values.
就是人之所以为人最尊贵的一个地方。
Is the reason why man is with great honor.
所以我们可以把这个价值的层次分得很清楚。
We can segregate things into different values.
而我们就在文化中间，我们不愿意接受或者慢慢放弃那些低层次的价值。
So in our culture, we let go of things which we think are of not much value.
我们向高价值的层次去发展我们的思想。
We develop our thought process towards that which is of great value.
而价值就产生了敬拜敬畏的最高峰。
And the highest aspect of value would be the aspect of worship.
我们喜欢的，我们说我们羡慕他。
The things that we like, we say we are envious of it.
我们欣赏他。
We admire it.
我们钦佩他。
And we respect it.
我们敬佩他。
And we have great respect for it.
我们尊敬他。
We honor it.
我们崇敬他。
And then almost to worship.
这个价值层次的最高峰变成了我们崇拜他。
As we go along, the highest will be we worship.
你看见了没有？所以敬拜就是。最最最高价值本体的尾声，这个叫做敬拜。
Worship therefore is a submission to the highest value.
原来希伯来文里面敬拜这个字就是弯腰向神尾声的这个字的意思。
In the Hebrew word, the word worship means to prostrate, worship.
当上帝把尊贵给人的时候，
when God gives honor to man,
人不但懂得整个宇宙被造层次中间的这个价值的高低。
Not only will man be able to understand the difference in value system in the universe.
人更应当知道赐给我们价值观念潜在能的价值本体本身是超过被造界一切的价值的层次的。
Man will be able to understand that he who has given us this value system is himself beyond all values.
所以上帝把万物交给我们。
So when God gave everything to man,
上帝没有把自己交给我们在我们的脚下。
God did not give himself to man to be submitted under our feet.
当人被造的一切受造之物之上的时候，
when we were created above all created beings,
人是懂得价值层次的唯一的这一个评定者。
We become the only one who can give value and standard to values.
里面的价值观念，
our internal value system
里面的定价者的潜在能
our ability and potential to value
是鲜明我们是超过所有我们能定价的其他受造之物
obviously means that we are above all those things that we give value to
但是我们对价值的本体就是神的位格我们应当给予最高价值的这个评定
And the embodiment of value itself, the position of God would naturally be in the highest position.
不但是尊敬,
not only do we honor him,
不但是崇敬,
not only do we just respect 不但是
敬佩,
him, not only do we just admire him,
敬拜他,
we worship him.
这样对价值的本体的敬拜的降服的委身就使我们靠着他给我们的智慧能够对其他的价值的定价有真正的标准同基础。
And because we have admiration and worship towards the source of value itself, it gives us a real standard to which we will value all other created beings.
神用尊贵给我们做冠冕。
God gave us honor as a crown.
第二样。
Secondly.
神用荣耀给我们做冠冕。
And God gave us a crown of glory.
所以人之所以是人。
We are human beings.
人不但有价值的这个评定的潜在能力。
Because we have the potential to give value to things.
人有彰显神荣耀的反应的这个功能。
At the same time, we are able to reflect and manifest the glory of God.
So man is created to worship God, and man is created to reflect the God's glory.
所以人被创造是用来崇拜上帝，而且人能够彰显上帝的荣耀。
我们对至高价值的肯定。
We can affirm the highest value.
至高价值的委身。
At the same time, we are submissive to it.
这就是对神的敬拜。
This is worship.
我们对至高美德的反应。
Our reflection of the highest status and ethics.
对至高美德的这个流露。
And our expression of the highest ethics.
这是我们荣耀本性的一个潜在。
And this is the potential in our glorious embodiment.
像你看见的人对神，从借着神对人。我们就有两方向的效用。
Therefore, there is two areas of function towards God and towards man.
我们来到圣洁尊贵的神面前敬拜他。
When we come towards the God of honor to worship Him.
这是我们进到至圣所里面的一个方向。
This is the direction to which we go into the holiest of holies.
我们把从神灵中的光辉、圣洁、荣耀、良善反照出来的时候，就是别人从我们的身上。看见神的美德。
At the same time, we receive from God His honor and everything good from Him, and we reflect it upon men.
所以我们的荣耀就等于彰显道德性的一个功能了。
And this reflection is a manifestation of God's glory.
每次你的圣经提到荣耀尊贵的时候
，Every time the Bible mentions glory and honor，
你在提到敬拜性，你提到价值观的问题。
It tells us about worship and also about values.
你就提到了道德性，提到了品德美善的问题。
He also talks about ethics and what is good and bad.
我们做基督徒常常自讲着，我们要荣耀上帝，我们要荣耀上帝。
As Christians, we always say we want to glorify God.
但是你在圣经里面找到了荣耀上帝的定义同责任到底是什么呢？
But can you find the definition for the glorification of God?
圣经里面提到的荣耀就是神的本性的彰显。
When the Bible used the word glory, it tells us about the manifestation of God Himself.
神的美德的发挥。
And the expression of God's own ethics.
这就像光把它的光线照射到四周一样。
It's like a source of light showing us the illumination.
神的圣洁、神的公义、神的良善、神的美善，从他的本质的生命中间流露出来，这就是神的荣耀。
So the holiness of God, His righteousness and His goodness flows naturally from Himself. This is the glory of God.
圣经告诉我们，凡被称为上帝名下的人，都是为神的荣耀而被造的。
The Bible tells us that all of us who call upon the name of the Lord is created for His glory.
让神创造我们，使我们可以反彰他的荣耀，可以反映出来，彰显出他的美德，在这个世界上。
He created us so that we can reflect and manifest His glory upon the world.
这两样就是人生命中间的冠冕。
These two areas, therefore, are the crowns of the man.
这两样就是人尊贵的地方，是所有的动物所不能相比的。
These two areas are areas which no other created beings have.
人类学家和生物学家和心理学家从来没有发现在人以外的任何货物有崇拜功能或者有宗教系统。
All forms of scientists, psychology and anthropologists will never find any creative being which can worship God.
照样他不能在这个生活这个动物的中间的货物的中间找到有道德系统。
In the same manner, they will not be able to find a system of ethics among all other created beings.
敬拜系统加上道德系统综合起来 根据 Immanuel Kant 的哲学，这就叫做宗教。
The order of worship and the order of ethics together becomes religion.
The religion is the system of the worship and moral. 这把道德跟敬拜结合起来，这就叫做宗教。
The combination of worship and ethics in itself gives us religion.
但我认为宗教不应该是一个系统。
But I believe that religion in itself should not be a system.
宗教不单是一个组织性的东西。
Religion is not only something that's organizational.
宗教更是一个方向和一种这个盼望性的东西。
It is also something relating to direction and hope.
所以我个人给宗教下的定义要比它更加两个层次。
My definition to religion, therefore, has two other areas.
第一个层次就是为了永恒的福乐。
The first one is for eternal bliss.
人因为盼望的缘故，
and because of our hope,
就发挥了他的敬拜功能和道德功能，这个叫做宗教。
We start to use our functioning in worship and ethics.
神造人的时候，
when God created man,
荣耀尊贵当作冠冕给人家戴上去。
He gave us the glory and honor as crown.
所以亚当是尊贵的。
So Adam was with honor.
亚当是荣耀的。
Adam was glorious.
因为他里面不但有价值，更有价值的潜在功能。
Not only did he have value within himself, he has the potential work of value.
他里面不但有道德观念，跟道德的实践的功能。
Not only did he have the concept of ethics, he has the ability to do ethical things.
这是所有的动物所没有的。
These are things which all other animals do not have.
进化的。道路中间，所谓进化论的过程中间，没有办法产生出来的。
This is something that can never be produced by evolution.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝造人的时候，
when God created man,
给他尊贵、荣耀、为冠冕。
He gave him a crown of glory.
然后呢，把万物都带到他的下面，让他来制服他们。
And put everything under his feet for him to rule over.
人在神之下，却在物之上。
We are below God, but we are above all other beings.
人将自己为神的神，他就全命就万有赋予他。
When man submits himself towards God, he can make all things submit to him.
一个人顺从真理的时候，
when a person is submissive to the truth,
很容易用真理去教导别人。
It will be very easy for him to teach others about the truth.
一个人遵循圣洁生活的时候，
when a person lead a holy life,
他就用圣洁上的教训的话语，叫别人可以好好的垂听。
He will be able to use holiness to teach other people.
只要我们知道一个人顺不顺，他就在神与物之间顶天立地。做了一个荣耀尊贵的人。
When a person is submissive to God among all created beings, between God and all created beings, he will be a man of honor.
这个就叫做宇宙被造的次序。
This is the order of creation.
神比人更高。
God is higher than man.
人比物更高。
Man is higher than all things.
大家说，神比人更高，人比物更高。上帝造物是为了人。造人是为了神。
God created all things for man and created man for him.
我们大家讲一次，神造万物是为了人，神造人是为了神。当一个人顺从神的时候，他就造作神给他的权柄、地位和能力，可以叫万有都顺服在他的下面。
When a person is submissive to God by the authority and power of God, he is able to bring everything into his submission.
当一个人不顺从上帝的时候，
but when a person is against God,
他就没有办法有这种的能力去制服万有。
He will not have such power to bring everything into submission.
神所造的次序就因为人的背逆产生了很大的变乱。
The order of creation was messed up because of the rebellion of man.
这个变动。这种动乱就使人变得活在世界中间，没有尊贵，没有荣耀。
Such a disarray created a situation where we live a life without honor and glory.
所以希伯来书的作者就观察一件很特别的事情。
The author of Hebrews has observed something very special here.
就是人到底原有的荣耀跟尊贵在哪里？
The question is, where is the original crown of glory and honor for man?
上帝岂不是造人的时候给人尊贵、荣耀为冠冕吗？
Did God not crown him with glory and honor?
上帝造万有的时候，是不是叫人要降服、要制服这些万有？
When God created man, did he not put everything under his feet?
但是这里告诉我们一件很可怕的事情。
But there's something frightening in these verses.
就是我们根本没有看见无人制服的万有。
Yet at present, we do not see everything subjected to him.
所以第八节的最后一句话说，只是到如今，我们还不见万物都服他。
This is in the last portion of verse 8. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to him.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这是人性发生了问题。
It means we have problems in our humanity.
我再讲一次，今天的宗教、哲学、文化、思潮所附留的，就是对人性的不了解。
Once again, I want to emphasize that all the philosophers and faith and religion of the world has ignored the purpose of humanity.
我们今天的许多人产生了许多许多的思想和理论。
There are many theories and many hypotheses out there.
但是我们没有办法真正救的，就是人性已经发生了问题。
But at the same time, we do not understand that there's already a problem with humanity.
所以我说的共产主义的失败，不是政治性的失败。而是神学性的失败。
So I always say that communism failed not because of politics, but because of humanity.
为什么共产主义的失败是神学性的失败呢？
Why do I say that the communism is a failure of theology?
因为他们先否定神，他们就抗拒神的话，他就没有办法从神的启示中间看见他们所要影响的人类实在发生了怎么样的事情。
Because first of all, they denied God and they rebelled against God, and so they cannot understand the problems of humanity.
你不照着神所启示的真理去明白人，你对人的了解一定完全错误的。
When you do not use the revealed truth of God to understand man, your understanding of man must be wrong.
一个政府要尊重人权，他先要知道神给人的权柄是什么。
When a government talks about human rights, he must first understand what is the rights that God has given to man.
当一个政府不尊重人权的时候，他就把人民当作玩具，随意生杀。
When a government ignores human rights, they will treat human beings like toys and they will just kill anyone they wish.
当一个政府真正要明白人的权柄在哪里的时候，
But when a government tries their best to understand where human rights lies,
再用他应当有的责任去服务人群的时候，
And when they serve humanity based on the responsibilities that they have,
这个政府才叫做真正为人民的政府。
And we can say truly this is the people's government.
但是许多许多所谓人民的政府根本从起初就 不是人选出来的。
But there are many governments that have not been elected from the people.
所以我一方面看到许多的政治家不懂人性，一方面又以自己在罪恶的性人性中间盼望可以统治别人。
I see many politicians not understanding humanity, but within their own sinful nature, they want to rule over humanity.
越来越乱，越来越乱。
And the situation gets worse day by day.
当我们对别人的方式、别人的这个制度、别人的统治不满意的时候，
when we are not satisfied with the ruling of another person,
我们产生了许多的批判。
We have a lot of complaints.
我们先假设我们会做得比别人更好。
But many a times we first assume that we can do a better job.
但是等这些人自己上台的时候，他发现他们所要处理的事情并没有他们想象的那么简单。
Many a times when a person assumes office, then he realizes that it's not so simple.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为无论是被统治的人，或者正在统治别人的人，都在人性上犯上了很多的差错。
Because it doesn't matter whether you are a person who is rude or you are the ruler, you will make a lot of mistakes in your humanity.
这段的圣经给我们看见一句很重要的话。
There's a very important verse here.
就是到如今，我们没有看到万物都附在人的下面。
That is up to today, we have not seen everything under the submission of man.
有什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
人性出了差错。
It means we have a problem in our humanity.
人性出了问题了。
We have great problems.
我们在我们的观念中间还有最高的理想。
Within our concept, we have our ideals.
但是在我们实际的生活中间，我们有许多许多的失败。
But in our real life, we have lots of failures.
所以理想终归理想，事实终归事实。
So we always say, well, the ideals are just ideals, but the facts are different.
我们可以谈到多么高超的理论，我们行出来是完全另外一套。
We have great theories, but what we do is completely different.
人岂不是有尊贵荣耀的吗？
Do we not have crowns of glory and honor?
人也是最卑贱，也是最羞耻的。
At the same time, we know that man can be the most disgusting being.
按地位而论，
Based on our status,
人是尊贵，
we ought to have honor.
人是荣耀的，
we ought to have glory.
按实际的情形来说，
But in a practical situation,
人因为罪的缘故变得何等的羞辱，何等的卑贱。
Because of our sin, we become a being that can be despised.
所以这人性的问题是整个宇宙性的，整个政治界、文化界、宗教界不能解决的问题。
The problems of humanity cannot be solved by politics, faith, or religion.
将人类还有盼望吗？
Do we still have hope then?
我们在我们的思想里面，
within our thinking process, within our culture, within our reasoning. We have great ideas.
脱离我们本性中间败坏的这个事实,
but every generation simply shows us that we cannot escape from the fact that we have fallen.
所以呢, 英国的 Arnold Toynbee, 汤恩比这个历史学家讲一句话,
so Arnold Toynbee, the historian said,
这6000年人类的历史, 不过是证明圣经的一句话, 人死罪的工价, 乃是死罪的圣经。
For the past 6,000 years, history has only shown us the Bible is right when it says the wages of sin is death.
不但如此，一个著名的社会学家叫做 Sorokin， 他讲一句话语。
The famous sociologist Sorokin said this.
他说呢，这几千年来给我们看见的是什么呢？
What can we learn from the past few thousand years?
我们都有公平、繁荣、富强社会的理想。
We have the ideal of a society that is just and prosperous.
但是这些理想从来没有实现。
But all these ideas have never been fulfilled. Because we cannot solve the most fundamental problem of the sinful man. These great thinkers. All these great cultural thinkers.
到了，所以他们可以做人类这方面的先知。
They truly understand and identify the fundamental problems of man, so they can be the prophets for man.
他们好像是人类的良知一样。
They are like the conscience of man.
他们很诚实地把我们真正的情形、真正的状况摆出来。
Honestly, they tell us our real situation.
他们好像 X光一样的。
Like an X-ray.
他不是看见你外面穿的西装多么好看。
They cannot see the suit that you're wearing.
不是看见你外面身体多么肥壮。
They are not looking at how fit you are physically.
真正看到你里面。 你的癌症，你里面的毛病，实实在在在哪里
？But they can look deep into your heart to find the cancer in your life.
希伯来书的作者也是如此。
The author of Hebrews said,
他说我们根本没有看到万物负债人的相。
He said we have never seen anybody having dominion over all things.
这就是到底不会是神的应许吗
？Is this truly a promise of God then?
神的应许是空话吗
？Does that mean that His promise has fallen short?
上帝讲的话是不事实吗？
Is it true that he is honest?
是欺骗我们的诺言吗？
And he lied to us.
他说不是如此的。
He said no.
在这里给我们看见有一个解救的办法。
There is a solution here.
所以他说唯独看见。 暂时比天使微小一点的耶稣基督。
In verse 9 he said, but we see Jesus was made a little lower than the angels.
像人的盼望就不在人。
And so the hope of man is not upon men.
人的盼望在一位曾经做人的耶稣基督的身上。
The hope of man is upon Jesus who was once man.
将整个视线就注视到这位道成肉身历史上一个特殊的人物。
The anger of our vision immediately shifts towards Jesus Christ, the historical man.
所以第九节告诉我们,
so verse 9 tells us,
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣。
But we see Jesus who was made a little lower than the angels.
比天使小一点。
Lower than the angels.
这句话在原文也可以说, 暂时比天使小。
In our original language, we can interpret it as temporarily lower than the angels.
所以这里的一点, 不一定是指位分的。
It may not refer to the status.
这个一点也可能指时间里。
This a little lower could be temporal.
暂时比天使更小。
For a temporal time, he was lower than angels. A little lower.
这位耶稣基督,
this Jesus Christ.
这就是我们应当在历史上特别注视的一个人了。
This is a person which we need to focus upon.
这个耶稣基督到底有什么特别的?
What's so special about this Jesus Christ?
全本圣经的看法来告诉我们,
from the entire Bible,
就是神, 在肉身显现。
It tells us that Jesus is God being man.
这是无限界在有限界中间的访问。
This is the visit of the infinity among men.
这是绝对者到相对世界解决我们问题的这位基督。
This is the absolute being coming to the relative world to solve our problems.
不能间接与能间接之间的一个关联。
This is the relationship between the invisible and the visible.
永恒与暂时的接触点。
It is a point where the eternal meets with the temporal.
The contact point between eternity and temporality. 这就是耶稣基督。
This is Jesus Christ.
我们只看见这个人。
We can only see this man.
这个人与所有其他亚当的后代是不一样。
He is different from all descendants of Adam.
如果人性中间有尊贵有荣耀, 我们试试看见的是卑贱是羞辱。
In humanity, if we think that there's glory and honor, what we really discover is just disgust.
那么你对人性的失望，今天可以转过来，在基督的身上产生新的盼望。
But because of Jesus Christ, you can turn around from that viewpoint and have new hope in Him.
我相信我们每一个人从小都喜欢看传记。
I know all of us want to look at autobiography when
we're young. 或者我们喜欢听别人的传记。
And sometimes we want to listen to stories about the great people.
在那些伟大的传记中间产生了我们生命的偶像。
Because all these great people give us examples and models for our life.
我不知道你从小到现在你最尊重的人是谁。
I do not know whom you praise great honor upon.
你可能尊重音乐家。
Perhaps a musician.
可能你尊重政治家。
Perhaps a politician.
可能你尊重的是这个文学家。
Perhaps you admire a poet.
或者你尊重的是这个革命家。
Or a revolutionary person.
我年轻的时候也是如此。
When I was young, I was like that.
我最佩服最佩服的人。
I had great admiration.
就是音乐家。 跟哲学家,
for musicians and philosophers.
So,
although I was a Christian and did not know the Bible well, I knew the life of musicians like Beethoven and Mozart very, very well. I had great admiration for them.
能够产生这么伟大的乐章,
how can they write such great music within their hands?
伟大的哲学家的头脑能够产生这么伟大的理论出来,
and all these great philosophers, how could they have such great thinking?
但当有一天我发现,
but one day I discovered something.
Tchaikovsky
was a homosexual musician.
我开始醒过来了,
then I start to wake up.
我的偶像是一个有罪的人,
my idol was a person who is a
sinner. 贝多芬是一个犯花六病的人,
and Beethoven was a person with venereal diseases.
这个舒曼是一个悲哀要自杀跳河的人,
and Schumann was a person of great depression.
那么这些我最佩服的人原来是一个这么多败坏这么多人性困难的人,
all these people which I had great admiration for had such problems in life.
所以我里面对人就产生一个很大的怀疑了。
Immediately I had great doubts towards
humanity. 什么叫做伟大的人呢?
What does greatness mean?
什么叫做大人物呢?
What does great people mean?
一个大人物就是有大才干，有大失败，都是大的，叫做大人物。
A great person has great success and great failures.
他的理想大，他的失败大。
They have great ideas and great failures.
他的成就大，他的困难大。
They have great successes and great difficulties.
当他们遇到大的困难的时候，他的大的才干没办法解决他自己的问题。
When they have great difficulties, their great talents cannot solve their problem.
当有一天你发现你所最尊重的人都是你失望的时候，
one day if you are disappointed by the people you have great admiration for, what kind of understanding do you have towards humanity then?
人不过是人,
you will probably say man is just human being.
那么你说人不过是人, 这句话什么意思呢?
What does this mean then?
你是说人很卑贱是吗?
Does that mean that man is in a disgusting position?
你不是说人最尊贵的吗?
Did you not say that man is with honor?
万物之灵吗?
And we are greater than all things.
万物之灵怎么变得很卑贱?
We are the spirit of all things. How can we have disgust when we are glorious? Since we are supposed to have great value, how come there's no value in my life? Then you are forced to understand and think about the humanity. Until today, all kinds of works, all kinds of movies,
所有的文章,
all writings,
凡是真正刻画、了解、写出人性的这些最深入的地方， 都是我最兴趣看的。
If all these works and all these movies and writings are able to point out the problems of life and humanity, these are works which I am
proud of. 很可惜的, 写这些关于人性的东西的人都是有罪的人所写的东西。
Unfortunately, all these are written by men with sin.
所以我们只能回到圣经这里来。
So we can only return to the Bible.
圣经是唯一。 提到一个叫我们不得不注意完全以所有的人不同的人的一本书。
The Bible is the only book that will show us a person that's completely different from all other humans.
所以这里告诉唯独见那比天使微小一点的耶稣。
Here he says, but we see Jesus who was made a little lower than the angels.
绝对不一样,
it's absolutely different.
是本质上不一样,
it's different in essence.
因为他是从神那里到人间来的,
because he came from God.
基督是唯独以所有人不同的一个人。
Christ is the only human being that was different from all other human beings.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
像我们看见历史中间有第二个人来代表整个人类来解决 第一个人所代表的人类所不能解决的问题。
So we see in history that there is a second person who came to solve the problems brought about by the first person.
这就是神眼中所有的两种人性的存在。
There are two sorts of humanities in the eyes of God.
一个人就是原造的亚当。
The first one is Adam, who was originally created.
因为背逆神而堕落定罪, 使死就带到全世界人类中间来。
Because he rebelled against God, death came upon all men.
第二个就是道成肉身的耶稣基督。
The second man is God incarnated Jesus Christ.
顺从使我们领受神的恩典。
Because of his submission, we are able to have the grace of God.
亚当成了人类的第一个代表。
Adam was the first representation of man.
耶稣成了人类的第二个代表。
And Jesus represented man second.
圣经说耶稣是第二个亚当。也是幕后的亚当。
And the Bible tells us Jesus is the second Adam and also the last Adam.
当你看见人被造，结果完全失败的时候
，When we see the failure of man,
人有尊贵荣耀为冠冕，现在冠冕已经落地的时候
，When he was supposed to be crowned with honor and glory but has lost it,
万有应当被人所制服，现在人没有办法降服万有的时候
，When all things are supposed to be under his feet, but he had no ability to have dominion over them.
你看到第九节出现了这个字呢
？And verse 9 appeared.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣。
But we see Jesus was made a little lower than the angels.
我们把这两样都提出来好不好
？Let us look at both.
耶稣比天使小。
Jesus was made lower than the
angels. 耶稣暂时比天使小。
He was made lower than the angels for a short time.
耶稣成为暂时比天使小。
He became slightly lower than the angels.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
要说他就进到程序的里面来了。
It means that he has entered into process.
这个是什么意思呢
？What does this
要说他就进到相对界里面来了。
He entered into a world that is relative.
因为神是绝对的。
Because God is absolute.
绝对的是不在程序里面的。
The absolute is not within process.
所有在程序里面的都不是绝对的。
Everything that has a process is not absolute.
Anything which is in process is not absolute. 神是绝对的绝对者。
God is the absolute one of the absolute.
神的本身不需要程序。
God himself did not go through a process.
神不需要演变。
He does not need to evolve.
他说 I am that I am.
And so he said, I am that I am.
I am that I am 是整个希伯来文化中间最重要的一句话。
This is the most important word in the entire Hebrew culture.
因为这一句话告诉我们希伯来文化里面蒙神其实已经抓到了那永恒者自称对自己所讲的话语。
It tells us that the Hebrew culture, because of the inspiration of God, shows us the true understanding of God.
从 Paul Tillich 的思想来看
，In the thoughts of Paul Tillich,
就是以所有人性中间去想象一个绝对者，这种宗教意念是不可相提并论的。
This understanding is very different from all attempts of men to try to understand God.
换一句话说，人有一个永恒的观念。
In other words, we have a concept of eternity.
人有个绝对的观念。
We have the concept of an absolute.
人就思想一些绝对者是怎么样的，
so、
绝对应当是怎么样，就从人的本位，从人的理性去想绝对者。
We try to understand and imagine what this absolute should be.
就是相对界的人。以绝对的观念的存在去想象绝对的应该是怎么样一种宗教的这个企图。
But we are living in a relative world and we try to understand the absolute from our status in man.
If within the 这个 potential of a concept of absolute, we try to imagine, to speculate what should be the absolute one. 这还是人本的。
And this is man-based.
所以我们就在程序中间盼望明白一位超程序的主。
Within our own process, we try to understand this God who is beyond the process.
这是不可能达到。
This is impossible.
所以圣经里我们看见那超程序的绝对者来到人间的时候，就进到程序的里面了。
The Bible tells us that this absolute one who is beyond process came into the human process.
这就叫做暂时成为。比天使小一点的耶稣。
This is what verse 9 means. Jesus was made a little lower for a time being.
暂时成为什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是进到历史程序中的意思。
It means that he entered into the historical process.
神进到历史里面来。
God came into history.
神进到时间里面来。
God came into time.
那个 I am that I am 的变成 I will be 的那一位。
The person who is I am that I am becomes a person who will say I will be.
I am that I am 是超过历史的。
I am that I am is beyond history.
I was, I am, I will be 这是历史的。
But I was, I am, I will be is part of history.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
因为你在变化的过程中间。
It means that you're in the process of change.
I was a boy.
I was a boy.
I am a man.
我现在是人,
I will be an old folk.
我以后就会变成老人,
I shall die.
我以后就会死,
I'm in the process of changing.
所以我在过程的演变当中,
我在变化的过程中间,
I am changing.
但是神不在变化的过程中间,
but God, of course, is beyond change.
他说, I am that I am.
That is why he can say, I am that I am.
这句话就把希伯来文化中间, 神自身的最高的本质把它提出来。
This is the greatest expression of God Himself. Not a single faith has such expression. Not a single God of any people has such a self-declaration. It tells us that God is beyond the created world. He is outside of the created world. He created a temporal world which relies on Him outside of the creation
itself.
This doctrine of God is completely different from all other faiths in the world. The God of other religion is the sun, the moon, the earth, the mountains, the rivers. They worship the God of the heavens and God of the moon, and the Chinese worship the God of the kitchen. And God becomes part of the created world. And God is identified with the rest of the world. This is what all faith does. Until God revealed himself to Moses.
I am that I am. I am not in the process of temporality.
When he says, I am that I am, he is declaring he is beyond all created beings, not in the process.
神是神, 人是人,
God is God and man is man.
创造的是创造的, 被造的是被造的。
The creator is the creator and the created is the creator.
你在受造界里面, 你怎么可以真正认识那创造者?
Within the created world, how can you truly understand the creator?
你在干世界里面, 你怎么能够知道那永恒者?
Within the temporal world, how can you know of eternity?
你在必朽坏的过程中间, 怎么可以持定那个不朽的本体呢?
In the process of deterioration of your physical life, how can you understand that which will never be destroyed? This is a great verse.
唯独见到那暂时比天使微小一点的耶稣。
But we see Jesus was made a little lower than the angels.
变成什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
表示他永恒者进到暂时的历史界里面。
It means that the eternal person has entered into the temporal world.
这就是道成肉身。
This is God incarnate.
这就是神在肉身显现。
It means God is with us physically.
这就是以马内利。
This is Emmanuel.
这就是神与我们同在。
God is with us.
永恒者在人间。
The eternal is among us.
不朽者来到朽坏的世界。
That which will never be destroyed is in the temporal world.
那你说耶稣基督本来是一个人吗?
When you say Jesus was a man,
本来是一个暂时的人吗?
He was temporal.
不是。
That was not the case.
暂时成了比天使微小一点。
He was just made a little lower for a short time.
基督原先的形象不是如此。
His original image was not like that.
基督原先的本质不是如此。
His original essence was not like that.
基督原先的位分不是如此。
His original status was not like this.
暂时成了比天使微小一点的耶稣。
He was